We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Darnell Davis. Darnell, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, you have been through some things through the years, losing your brother to cancer, divorce. How does one keep it all together?
Well, you know, the easy answer to that is, of course, you know, we keep it with God. You know, God in our lives holds everything together for us. But reality is, like, you know, I don't know, because there were times where I didn't really keep it together.
Okay. And when one gets through something like that, Darnell, can you actually live again?
Absolutely. You know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is the Valley of the Dry Bones. When you see bones, you know, the Bible speaks about it with dry bones everywhere. And, you know, he asked Ezekiel a question, God asked Ezekiel a question, can these dry bones live?
Was it hard to put together the album Live Again? How did you do that?
Putting together the album Live Again was somewhat challenging because it required me to be somewhat transparent to everything I've gone through. And if anybody knows me, I'm not the person that always wants to be. I don't like a whole lot of people knowing everything about me. I'm somewhat of an introvert, but putting it together required me to be transparent, and so I took a step out and did that. So putting it together, I got with, of course, you know, with my remnant family. We came together and we just kind of worked through these songs that came to me, and got with the band, put it together, and this is what we have now. About this project here, of all the projects, I feel this one is probably the strongest project to date.
Okay. Wow. No, you can't have it. It struck me when you said those five words. No, you can't have it. And listening to you, I really believe what you said. No, you can't have it. The devil can't have it. Tell us about that song.
So part of going through the process of living in, really at the point of, like, the divorce, going through that, there was a point where I felt like my joy, my peace, and everything was being taken away from me, dealing with different challenges. I had two children, so you deal with different challenges. You know, the whole divorce affects them as well, and so dealing with those challenges, I got to a place where depression began to sit in. You know, I started to feel like a failure. I started to feel like, you know, I'm damaged goods. I'm no good for nothing. You know, I began to feel like that. And I had to, as my pastor, he preached a message this past Sunday, I had to do what he said, snap out of it. And then take back, you know, my joy, my peace. And doing that, I had to hey. I had to stand on that, you know.
And after all of that, you can say, I'm still here.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that song. Now, that brings me to the song, I Am a Miracle.
So, I Am a Miracle, it deals with, you know, looking back and realizing that I made it this far, and it took a miracle for me to get here. So, because of that, I can say I'm a miracle. But not only that, I'm over what people say or think about me. I'm over the cares of people.
Here's a song that caught me. It, the last song on the project. Beautiful song.
It's called Created to Worship. And it goes into a song that is called Breathe Into Me. This is a worship song. The song, just talking about being created to worship. I believe that we were created to worship God. And His Spirit, we need His Spirit to breathe into us. So it's just a worship song. I kind of did a worship medley on the record, and we had Cortland Pickens, who is a member of the group, as well as William Wesley, who actually is my cousin, who was a part of the group as well, and he sang on there. So, and that night, it was just explosive. The worship was just so amazing.
He did it. This song, it seems like you're just having church.
This song, he did it. The night of the recording, this was the song we could not let go. This song probably went on for probably about 15 minutes.
Wow.
If not longer. And it was funny because the recording was done the weekend we lost Prince, who is a Minneapolis native, which is where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. Wow. When you put together an album like Live Again, and like you said, you feel like this is the best to date. And that is really saying a lot because you've been nominated for Dove and Grammys and Stellar, and you won Stellar Awards. How does that make you feel, Darnell?
Transparent for me, you
Okay. You mentioned you want this album to reach a lot of people. Who are you targeting, or are you targeting any certain group of people, or who do you want to really reach this album?
I want those who are in a season that feel they're in a season where they feel like it's over and there's no hope. There's no bouncing back from it. You know, there's no coming back from it. And I want to reach those people who are feeling like, you know, they're damaged goods. They're all hope is lost. And I want to encourage them to let them know that you can get up.
Where can one pick up the album? Where can one get in touch with you? Social media wise, how can we connect?
So you can reach us on our website. My website is DarnellDavisMusic.com. You can contact me on social media at DarnellDavisMusic. And music is spelled MUZIK. That's for Facebook and for Twitter. Facebook and Instagram. And on Twitter, it's DarnellDavis01. So hit me up there. I'll respond and all that. And hit the record on iTunes, Amazon, any online store is available. It will be available.
Okay. Our guest, Darnell Davis. Darnell, we thank you for dropping by the Gospel Spotlight and letting us know that despite all you've gone through, you can live again. Darnell, it's been a pleasure. We thank you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's our guest, Darnell Davis. The album's Live Again, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.